All right, so let me jump over here to the opening monologue and remind you guys that Southern Immediate Care is the daily sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue. Just solid, man. They're in all kinds of locations around North Alabama, places like Gadsden, Anniston, Atala, six more locations around the Birmingham area. Southern Immediate Care, open 7 days a week at every location, will see all ages at every location. And yes, they are the daily sponsor for the Right Side Way monologue, and we appreciate it. All right. Let me jump on in here and just say, some folks like to say the devil's in the details. Not me. Not me, man. I believe that God's in the details. Details are what makes the big picture come together. Details are what makes bad get better and good become great. Now, that sounds like a more godly approach than anything, just saying. I believe I've said it here before, but my first real paycheck came from Chick-fil-A in Huntsville, in what used to be called Parkway City Mall when I was 16 years old. It was an education, too, let me tell you. It was truly the wheels of commerce in action, but it was also an education in paying attention to the details. You might think the preparation of a chicken sandwich only has so many things to think about, right? Nay, nay, man, it's all about the details. Are the buns fresh? 2 pickle slices per sandwich. How many do we have on hand for the Christmas shopping rush? When do we need to change out the oil? Preparation of the chicken alone was detailed and thorough, with each one being thoroughly dipped, battered, and cooked for just the correct amount of time, and that's just the sandwich. Then there's stocking and receiving shipments and scheduling staff, and who makes the carrot and raisin salad? By the way, I'm still mad that's gone. And then the dining room checks. Refill the napkins, make sure the registers have adequate change, and all the while keep the smile on and tell folks it's your pleasure to serve them. It was a whole lot for a 16-year-old learning about the world. But yeah, details. Details matter. Think about it. I mean, picture a place. Like, how about your favorite restaurant? Is it just the food? Or was there a combination of service and atmosphere and quality food? Or what about architecture? Is it just that the building is dried in and keeps the rain off? You know, it can support people, you know, standing on the floors? Or is it a beautiful building, a combination of strong architecture and construction quality and refined elements that create something more than just a building? And then, of course, there's politics. So do details matter in politics? Absolutely. It's one thing to look at a candidate's advertisements and billboards, but it's quite another to actually see the person work and live in color. Do the actions or the history or the past achievements and life experiences really add up to match the glossy mail out that came to your mailbox? It's details, my friend. It's all about the details. So let's talk about some more details among politicians. Every Republican presidential candidate had pictures of themselves with a firearm because they're Second Amendment friendly. All of them had a pro-life statement. You'll be amazed to know that none of them would ever consider raising your taxes. They were all balanced budget fiscal conservatives who love the rule of law and are hard on crime. The real trick, though, is to look at the details behind the curtain. What does their life tell you? What does their prior public image tell you? What have they actually done? Are they on the record in any way? Can you find the details? Because the details matter. And I'll be honest with you, the hope for every candidate who runs for any office is that you won't do that. Because everyone has had that moment they don't want to have to explain, or that less than flattering photo. I remember one guy from Montgomery. He was in the legislature for years. Suddenly, he ran as an independent when he had been a Democrat for as long as anybody could remember. To read his ads and hear his speeches, he was just as conservative as the day is long. Never mind his years of raising taxes, supporting the teachers' union, and failing to pass budgets that could actually stand up for more than 6 months. I mean, it got comical, really. It also didn't work. But luckily, the majority of the voters in that race, they saw right through it. Details matter. It's part of why I say that it's more important to vote on policy than on personality. You've heard me say it before. I stand by that. It is more important to vote on policy than it is on personality. The classic example of why I say that is currently sitting in the Oval Office. I mean, think about it. So-called never-Trump Republicans and independents were more concerned back in 2020 about mean tweets and big personalities, and "We must restore decorum," they shouted. "We must have a change in the political tone in D.C., they cried. So how'd that work out for them? How's it working out now for all of us? I don't even care if you like Trump or not. Answer me this. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Joe Biden had over 4 decades of details, actual details, on the books. policy positions, scandals, votes on the record, soft on crime, hard on energy, wrong on foreign policy, terrible on taxes, and one weird gaffe after another. But hey, no mean tweets. He sat in his basement for a year. And when he did come out, it was to a micromanaged, small-scale, low-energy environment with people sitting in masks inside their designated circles, all socially distanced from each other. It was like epically weird. But yeah, you know, hey, nothing scary or mean there. If you had any question about how Biden was going to handle COVID policy, all you had to do was look at his COVID protocols at his rare campaign events. Everybody distanced, muzzled, no one allowed to fully assemble. And then, yep, that was the guy who imposed damaging and worthless vaccine mandates on society. Imagine that. The details showed up. If you ever wondered how he would treat race relations, all you had to do was look at a single interview in which he condescendingly told a black radio host that if you didn't support him, then you ain't black. Indicating clearly he did not believe that black voters knew how to assess a candidate past whatever party affiliation they had. If you wondered what Biden would do on energy policy, or education, or the border, or the military, all you had to do was look at Biden's actual history touting things like the Green New Deal, sucking up to the teachers' unions, calling for amnesty, and the failed pullout in Iraq. The man had a record of failure that could stretch from here to the moon. Oh, except from here to the moon would be a bad analogy since the Obama-Biden administration effectively killed NASA. It's the details, my friends. 2024, this year right now, is a major election, and I do mean major. I want to encourage you, look behind the veil. Get away from the shiny stump speeches. Check out the record. What has each candidate done? We're sitting on a unique situation. We have never had a race in modern memory, never had a race in modern memory where there were two incumbent presidents running against each other. Two detailed track records in the executive office. Two detailed track records of how they will preside as a president. We can see what public statements they've made. We can see who's sponsoring their campaigns. Are they bullish on school choice but taking contributions from the teachers' union? Do they claim to be tough on crime but they knelt down with BLM? Do they claim to be for the free market but they voted for the Green New Deal subsidies that destroy the energy industry? It's details, y'all. When you get past the ads and the billboards and the public speeches, what details do you find? You see, it's all about the details. In the 2024 election, it matters more than any we've seen in recent decades. If conservatives don't support, promote, and vote for their candidates based on policy, not on personality, but on policy, then the 2024 presidential election is going to be more of the same. All the same stuff we've been lamenting since the aftermath of 2020. It is all about the details. And the details are out there if you're willing to find them. And that's a wrap for The Right Side Way. Yeah, I'm not kidding, man. Think about it. It's not like you got one guy who's been president and the other one who's never done it. They've both done it. You can look at both their records. You can pull up two presidential records, 4 years each, and hold them side by side. It's all in the details. I don't give a rat's hind end whether you like mean tweets or don't. It's all in the details. Are you better off now than you were 4 years ago? Bill Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We will be right back.